105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. And children fluent in two languages learn better in noisy classrooms than pupils who speak just the one. That's the finding of a new report, and one of the authors is Dr. Roberto Filippi. He's a senior lecturer in psychology at the Anglia Ruskin University. I'm pleased to say he's on the line with us now. Hello, Doctor. How are you?
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. So there were children, I think, from Histon and Impington involved in this study.
That's correct.
How many kids were involved, and how many languages did you have to deal with?
Well, actually, they had to comprehend English sentences, but there were in total 40 children, so 20 bilinguals and 20 monolingual children. The bilingual children were from different nationalities, so kind of multicultural bilinguals from Italy, France, Spain, even China.
Right. I guess the languages are going to vary not only in terms of the actual language itself, but some children will maybe be hearing a foreign language from their grandparents whilst their mother and father are happily speaking English at home. And others, it may be a case of speaking that foreign language at home and only hearing English in the classroom.
Yes, basically the sample of children I tested was pretty much homogeneous. So they were all what I described early bilingual children. So basically, they learn a second language since birth.
Right. I do remember a friend of mine who was Swiss-French, and his wife was Japanese, and their little boy, Nicky, used to call out, and first of all, he'd try for Japanese. If he got no response, he'd go for French. And if he got no response there, he'd then finally give up and go for English, thinking that that's the way that most people would come and help him out. So tell me, how did the actual study work? What did you have to do to reach your conclusion?
The study was very simple. Basically, we had a computer task in which children were watching pictures of two animals always appearing on the screen.
Hmm.
Let's say a cat and a dog. And then they heard sentences through headphones. Sentences like, the cat is biting the dog. So what they had to do was to identify the animal doing the bad action.
Right.
But this is very the easy bit. The difficult thing that it was that simultaneously they heard someone else talking in the background.
And was this talking in the same language, or were there two languages going on at once?
There could have been English, so same language. And also a language that none of the children knew, which was Greek.
Right, so this, I guess, is kind of a test language, you might call it, in a way.
Yes.
Just the one that none of them would understand at all, which would presumably, you would have thought, might have thrown them off the scent.
Yeah, exactly. So what we expected was that with English interference, so the same language spoken at the same time, it was even more difficult to comprehend sentences. Rather than Greek.
Right.
It was the unknown language.
And did you notice any difference in the ages of children, perhaps a difference between the younger
Indeed.
Children and the older ones?
Indeed. First we need to say that for monolinguals, interference was always disrupting their comprehension of the target sentence. For the bilinguals, let's say from age 7, they had a better comprehension of sentences when the interference was in the unknown language, so Greek. But then, through development, let's say age 9, when we compare the performance between the bilinguals and the monolingual children at age 9, the bilinguals are doing better regardless of the interference. So it doesn't matter really if it's English or Greek. What it matters is that they just outperform the monolingual children.
And are you confident this is down to the language? Because sometimes I think other studies have shown that children of immigrants, perhaps, they often try harder in order to better themselves. So that's pushing forward their educational capability. So are we sure that it's the language which is the deciding factor here?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure, because, of course, I mean, the study includes includes a battery of tasks. Therefore, we control, for example, for IQ. We control for verbal knowledge, vocabulary knowledge.
Right, so you brought those into the study then?
Yeah, absolutely. So the children were comparable in all kind of cognitive tasks. So the only difference is that, I mean, one group was bilingual and the other one was monolingual. And the effect that we are seeing in terms of control of interference is just related to bilingual knowledge.
Right, because classrooms are noisy places at the best of times, aren't they? So this ability to be able to pick out individual sentences specifically, and hopefully what the teacher is saying, and then take that in. That's a pretty useful skill to have.
Absolutely. If you think that interference is a distraction, of course. And we deal with interference in everyday life because the world is noise. And, you know, if you can concentrate better on your task and block out interference, clearly, you learn better, your attention is enhanced in some way.
And you think this is something which the children will take with them into later life as they grow older?
Yes. There is a line of research that, to be honest with you, that would be also my next project, that investigates a bilingual effect, or bilingual advantage, if you want to call it, when we age. So basically, there are some, you know, there is some evidence in Canada, some studies, in which the elderly population, the bilingual elderly population, has shown some kind of delay in the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's. So it looks like that this cognitive flexibility that we see in children is maintained when we age, and eventually protects our brain from cognitive decline.
And is there something perhaps that people in later life, in their 20s, their 30s, maybe older still, can actually develop themselves if perhaps they've done a language at school and then they want to pop up to the Hills Road, do an evening class and improve their skills again?
Absolutely. We have studies with adults that we'd call late bilinguals, like me, for example. I learned language, the second language, when I was already 14. And even if you learn a language in adulthood, you can still show some kind of cognitive advantage, like the children. So it looks like the brain reshapes itself with this new skill, and eventually it enhances cognitive abilities, like attention.
Well, that's absolutely fascinating. Thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolute pleasure. That's Dr. Roberto Filippi, a senior lecturer in psychology.